This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Has the Western Church lost its passion for evangelism? Carl Faes from Olive Tree Media has produced a new documentary series exploring Jesus' last words to go to the ends of the earth and make disciples. Season 2 of Jesus the Game Changer tells the story of how the message spread from a backwater of the Roman Empire to the ends of the earth. Carl Faes is on the line. G'day, Carl.
Hey, Katrina, it's great to chat with you.
Yeah. So how did the Christian faith spread around the world? How did that happen?
I mean, it's a remarkable story when you think about it, Katrina, because we just take it for granted that Christianity is a global faith. But you think about when it first started, here is this very, very small group of people in the backwater, the back end of the Roman Empire, and they're wrapped around a Messiah figure who the Romans crucified specifically to demonstrate that he wasn't a Messiah. Mm. And we go from that to this global faith. And I interesting, there's one little story in the story that Luke writes in Acts where Stephen is stoned and all of the believers that were in Jerusalem spread everywhere because of persecution, because Stephen was killed by the Jewish leaders at the time, the Jewish leadership. And you think, you know, there's an opportunity where the church could have stopped right there. But there's a very simple phrase that said, and they spread the gospel wherever they went. Mm-hmm. So wherever these people ran to for fear of their lives, they took the gospel with them. And every time they did, it was like a seed that was planted, and then it grew from there. And really, how did it get across the globe? Because people decided that they wanted to take the message of Jesus to the very ends of the earth. One of the great stories, because this we could take a long time on this, Katrina, I know. Yeah. We haven't got that amount of time. But, you know, the story of St. Patrick, now most people don't know the story of St. Patrick. They think he's a made-up character, had something to do with green beer and getting rid of snakes in Ireland. But St. Patrick's a remarkable figure. He was actually stolen as a child, as a 16-year-old, and taken to Ireland as a slave and sold as a slave. True story. Mm. Completely true story. And it ends up getting back home, which we won't go into. But at the age of 40, Phil's called by God to go back to Ireland to take the message of Jesus to Ireland. And so he goes back as a 40-year-old as a missionary. And America hadn't been discovered at that point. He actually thought he was taking the gospel to the very ends of the earth because Ireland was seen as the ends of the earth. That, in an encapsulated story, is essentially how the gospel has gone around the globe because people have chosen to say, I'm called to do it. So whether it's Hudson Taylor going to China, Matteo Ricci going to China, Francis Xavier and the Jesuits going to Japan, like these people, wherever they went, took the message of Jesus, planted a seed, and that seed has built a massive harvest across the globe.
I mean, you must have travelled to some very far-flung places. Already you've mentioned Ireland, China, Japan. I mean, can you tell us about one of the places that you went that really captivated you?
Well, we wanted to film in Africa this time, and so one of our board members said, you really got to go to Ethiopia, and, you know, in my ignorance, Katrina, I said, is there anything in Ethiopia? Not thinking about the Ethiopian eunuch and the start of the gospel in that area. So we decided we wanted to film in Lalibela, which is the stone churches. These are churches that are hewn out of rock, so they get like you can imagine a rock like Ayers Rock, but on the side of a hill, and they cut down and create a church. So there's these rock churches, stone churches that are still being used. Now, we wanted to film after Easter last year. So we flew into Ethiopia, then flew into Lalibela the week after Easter in Australia, not really thinking about it, discovering that when we landed, it was Easter Friday. And they took us to the stone churches on Easter Friday, and we filmed, and basically 95 to 98% of that area of Ethiopia are Christians, and on Easter they all turn up, and they all turn up covered in white, and it is the most remarkable experience of a centuries-old faith still meeting, still worshipping Jesus. Beautiful story, great experience.
Amazing. I'm speaking with Carl Faes from Olive Tree Media. He's just releasing season 2 of Jesus the Game Changer to the Ends of the Earth. It tells the story of how the message spread around the world. What inspired you initially to want to make a doco on the topic of mission and evangelism?
Well, it's this whole idea of really trying to answer that question. How did this become a global faith? What was it that inspired people to go to the ends of the earth? And I think part of it is that I think we need to recapture that passion again. We need to find that passion again. For instance, we filmed at Lord's Cricket Ground. I'm not sure how much you're into cricket, Katrina. Well, Lord's. So we filmed in Lord's Cricket Ground, and we told the story of C.T. Studd, who at the age of 23 had been the captain of the Cambridge cricket team, had played against Australia, had scored a century on Lord's against Australia, and was seen as one of the great growing talents of cricket globally and for the England team, walked away from it to go to China to serve the gospel with Hudson Taylor. Not only that, at 25, was given a massive fortune from his dad, gave it all away, because he was focused on the gospel, went to China, went to India, then ended up going to Africa, and he and his wife started WEC, World Evangelization Crusade, which still functions today. Somehow the church has to rediscover that sort of passion for the gospel, and we've lost it. There's a sense of, you know, it's and we're trying to tell these stories, not so people know history. I mean, history's a good thing, but we're not about telling history. We're about inspiring people with great stories of faith and endeavor, which has changed the world for the gospel, and the gospel is still true, still functions. We just got to learn how to say it again and get a passion for it again.
So you're saying that the church has lost the passion for evangelism?
You know, you can never be generalised about anything, can you? But okay. In the West, there's a sense of stepping away from it. We filmed in Africa, and it's really interesting, some of the great stories of the church, the growth of the church in Africa. And it's not just colonialism. The church in Africa exploded in the post-colonial period. And we spoke to several church leaders who said, we look at the West, we look at Europe, we look at some parts of, you know, Canada and places of Europe, and they said, the church is in trouble. And we need that. This is our time. We need to go and bring the gospel to the West. Mm-hmm. And part of it is that it's almost like we apologize for being Christians and we apologize for what we believe in. And while ever we just see ourselves as a nice humanitarian organization being good to people, that's a good thing to do, but that's not the gospel, and we need to be clear about what the gospel is.
Mm. I think in a postmodern world and also in a multicultural society, the claim that, you know, one religion only has the truth is quite an uncomfortable one, and people feel uncomfortable proclaiming that. So what's your response to that? How do you approach that?
Interestingly, Katrina, if I can go back two series, we actually did a series a few years ago, released in about 2013, I think, which was called Towards Belief, and one of the episodes was Exclusive Faith. And as we created this series, it's looking at the different, you know, apologetic questions that the church faces about suffering and the Bible, etc., and science. But one of them was about exclusive faith, and that became a bit of a sleeper because it's such an important topic. The idea that we would go out and say, no, there's actually one way to God. And, you know, as a great Christian teacher once said in the past, you know, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father but by me, he made a most sensible statement. The question is that right? Now, we live in a world, the postmodern world, where we've sort of downgraded the idea of spiritual truth. Everything becomes true for you. Jesus either came from God, did who he said he was, died on a cross and rose again, or he did not. If he didn't, none of it matters. Just an intellectual exercise, it really doesn't matter. If he did, there's nothing that matters more. If somebody came and said, I'm from God, was crucified on a Roman cross, and can be demonstrated that he rose to life again and is still alive and functioning today, that's a truth that we need to deal with. So yes, it is uncomfortable, and mostly it's uncomfortable because people prefer to choose a faith that suits their lifestyle rather than trying to grapple with what's true. And truth still matters. And I think in the area of spirituality and belief, what the gospel stands for, we need to help people grapple with the fact that truth still matters, even though it's uncomfortable.
Mm. Okay, well, if people are hearing that and it's resonating with them and they want to get involved, how can they do that, Carl?
Well, how could they not, Katrina? It's a great opportunity. But what we've done is we've created a church campaign. So essentially what we're doing is we're encouraging churches, I mean, you can do this whenever you like as a church, but we're encouraging churches from the 3rd of May to the 7th of June, over 6 weeks, to do a bit of a campaign in their church around Jesus the Game Changer to help make Jesus' last words our first priority. So what we've done is this camp, you get a pack for your church, and in that pack, it actually has the 13 episodes, and you get a study guide that comes alongside of it. But there's also 6 sermons, 6 children's ministry outline programs in the same theme as the sermon. There's all the collateral that you need, so all your invitations, PowerPoints, etc. There's video clips that you can use in your services. There's obviously the small group discussion. There's also a song by Colin Buchanan, Jesus the Game Changer song, so the kids can use. And we've just recorded Greg Atwell's, a Sydney-based worship leader and songwriter, has just written a song called To the Ends of the Earth, and that can be used in worship as well. So if churches register and get the pack, there is everything they need to help their church over 6 weeks refocus again on the gospel and refocus on getting a passion for a gospel ministry, and that's what we want to see happen.
Okay, thank you, Carl. Congratulations on getting it all done. Big project.
It's a great project, but it's very exciting. And when people watch it, it has high production value, shot around the world. It's a beautiful series. Can't wait for people to see it.
Okay. Thank you, Carl. That's Carl Faze from Olive Tree Media. His new series is called Jesus the Game Changer to the End of the Earth. You can find out more at olivetreemedia.com.au, or you can follow Olive Tree Media on social media.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.